Blog Talk Radio.
Church of Jesus Christ, God's Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today or in the future whenever you listen. God's love will never fail you. God will never leave you. This is Apostle Robin Tabish. As I always say, I am the one and only, and you are the one and only. God made you so special. And we want to thank you for joining us. Let's pray right now before we share and enter into God's word. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We give you glory and honor, Lord. There is no one like you. You are infinite, Lord. As we stand before you, you see only us. Individually, we receive it by faith, Lord, your love, your individual love for us. Mighty are you, God. We praise your name. In Jesus' name, we come before you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that all of you have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying each and every day. His word never ceases. Listen, fellowship with him. I want to share with you today about your words, about your mouth, about your soul, everything about you. I want you to turn first to Psalms 141 and verse 3. Psalms 141, verse 3. And that says, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Let's read it again. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. David here is saying a prayer unto the Father, as we should too. O Father, set a watch over my mouth and over my lips. Let me not speak things that the enemy could hear of doubt and unbelief. and of fear. But Lord, set that watch over me before my mouth and the door of my lips. Don't open your mouth so wide, everyone. Keep control. I want you to also turn to Proverbs 29, verse 11. And if you don't have a pencil or a Bible right now, you can re-listen to this. So listen, Proverbs 29:11, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keeps it until afterwards. Right there as our opening scripture back in Psalms 141:3. Proverbs says, and that is King Solomon, David's son, saying a fool utters his whole mind, but the wise keeps it till later. Sometimes you just want to jump on and say things out loud, but just take a moment and be still and listen. Let the Lord control your emotions. Your emotions were given to you to be happy, yes, to feel compassion for others, but let him control that. Let him control what you're saying before you think it even. In verse 8 in chapter 141 of Psalms, it says, but mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute, empty, or naked. The soul is the inner self, my very breath, my life. Read it again. In verse 8 of Psalms 141, but mine eyes are unto thee, O God, the Lord, the Lord. In thee, O Lord, is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute, which means my inner self, my very breath, my life, me, you, yourself. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. A guard right before your mouth, before you even open your mouth. David is saying, keep that door of my lips. Keep it shut or open it, Father, when I need to keep it shut or when I need to open it. The Lord shared with me years ago a scripture in Psalms 19, and that's verse 14. Psalms 19, verse 14. The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Oh, read it again. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let my words, O Lord, of my mouth. Watch what you say. Repent immediately. If you have said something that you shouldn't have said, your words are like silver and gold to this world. If you speak God's love, God's joy, God's peace. Set a watch, Lord, a barrier, a guard before my mouth, O Lord. Don't let the door of my lips open wide unless it's for your praise and your glory. As I read that Psalms 19:14, the Lord actually gave me a little song to remember that scripture. If I can sing it, it's a little early here. Let the words of my mouth and my heart's meditation be pleasing unto you. Hallelujah. Sing God's word. Let your soul receive that today. In our text here, that mine eyes, in verse 8 of 141, mine eyes are unto thee, O God. You are my trust. Don't let my soul be empty. Let the breath of my life be from you, O God. Isn't that just beautiful? Hallelujah. Just think about that. The breath of your life. Let God be your breath. He is the mighty God. As I said, he is infinite. It is as if it's as you and him, the mighty God, are the only ones. And he is listening to you. And as we trust him right now, listening to his love, I wanted to turn to one more scripture in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Don't throw everything away. Just listen. Which has great recompense of reward. Don't throw it away, your confidence in the Lord. Verse 36, for you have need of patience. Let that fruit of spirit, patience, have its perfect work, as James 1 says. But you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Back in verse 22 of chapter 10 of Hebrews, it says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Don't lose your confidence. Have full assurance of who you are in Christ Jesus. Come unto the mighty God and praise his name. Mighty is our God. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Set a watch, O Lord, this day before our mouth. Let the door of our lips be closed or open wide according to your will. Father, bless the people as you always do. Your children, if they don't know you, let them cry for Jesus and confess him as their Lord. Oh, Father, you have a will and a purpose for each and every one of us. In Jesus' name. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Don't forget the website at www.thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. We would love to hear from you. Until next week, this is Apostle Reverend Robin. God bless you. Mighty is our God.